Hello, and welcome to Talking Sports with TK. I am Tommy Chrysan. Glad to be here. Glad to have you there. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please share it with all of your friends. This episode, Sports Takes. Trey Blossman and I will have some takes for you, talking about college football, the NFL, LSU, the Saints, and the Pro Bowl. It's all gone. Poof. We told them to do that 12 years ago. Hey, this episode of Sports Takes is brought to you by MeatAndPotatoesUSA.com. If you like to bet on college football or the NFL, MeatAndPotatoesUSA.com is hitting 70% of their picks. Trey Blossman's 2-0 in NFL picks, 2-0 in college football. I'm 4-1 in the NFL, all picks against the spread. Check out MeatAndPotatoesUSA.com. All right, we're going to talk about LSU's win over New Mexico, their upcoming game on the road against Auburn, where they're 7.5-point favorites. We've got some other college football notes for you. Talk about the NFL Pro Bowl. Poof, it's gone. And we'll talk about the New Orleans Saints. Are they in trouble? Is it time to panic? We'll get into all of that and more. The Saints are in London to play the Vikings, which will be a 9:30 in the morning Louisiana time kickoff next Sunday. As I mentioned, if you like to bet on college football or the NFL, hey, if you're making money betting, keep doing what you're doing. If you're not, check out MeatAndPotatoesUSA.com. That's all I'm going to say. MeatAndPotatoesUSA.com. Available on your smartphone, the tablet, the computer, the whole bit. Let's hear a message from our podcast host, Anchor, and then we'll be back. We'll be joined by Trey Blossman. It's time for Sports Takes on Talking Sports with TK. I'm Tommy Chrysan. Stay tuned. TK, I am Tommy Chrysan, about to be joined by Trey Blossman as the month of September is almost come and gone. Very, very close to all of that. We got some sports takes for you. Always got hot takes, strong takes. We like mixing it up about the world of sports. Trey Blossman, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing good, Tommy. Beautiful day in South Louisiana.
Yeah, and even some cooler weather expected during the night in the coming days. That'll be a nice break for all the good folks in the South and South Louisiana.
It's also going to steer that hurricane away from us.
Yeah, we don't want to wish ill on anybody, but that goes towards Tampa. They can have this one. We've had certainly had our share in our lifetime. And my good friend Anthony Gallo's down there in Gulf Shore.
Keeping a close eye
on it, too, as well. And, of course, he's dealt with that, as have all the people down in that area.
Yeah, my son Rhodey is in Destin. He's coming home tomorrow morning, he already decided.
All right, sports takes. Let's talk LSU football. They're a third of the way through the season. They're 3-1, although the October schedules 4 SEC games, and it gets a little tougher. 3-1, and you could argue that they could be 4-0 if they'd have got a little better fortune at the very end of the Florida State game. But I think this team has gotten better each week, albeit some inferior opponents in Southern and then New Mexico the other night, who was really bad. But the defense tossed a shutout. And it's very hard to shut out anybody in college football anymore these days. New Mexico came in with a record of 2-1, and you shut them out. So I realize they were supposed to win big. They did. And LSU, they got to feel good about where they're at. Brian Kelly said today, you know, they keep taking good steps forward.
Well, they are. I see it every day. I mean, you know, every Saturday we've seen improvement in this team. And I said after the loss to Florida State, it was not the biggest deal because it wasn't a conference loss and that this team wasn't playing for any championships this year. You know, I might have spoke too soon on that, Tommy. This team looks very good. The defense has so much speed. It's hard to get the edge on them. They recover if they make mistakes. The pass rush is brutal. You know, we look at these kids and they come out of high school, 4 stars, 5 stars. Sometimes when you see them on the field early in their careers, it's difficult to differentiate between the 4 stars and the 5 stars. I can tell you right now, Harold Perkins is a 5-star, Tommy. That guy can play some ball, man. We need to bring in some more guys like that. You know, he just makes Ojulari and Ollie Gay that much better with the pass rush. I'm very excited about the LSU team. I said after the Mississippi State win, I thought it was one of the great wins in LSU history. And I expected it to propel us to a very strong season. And I think we beat Auburn easily, Tommy. The line on that game before the season started was Auburn was 2.5. As late as last week, before this past weekend's game, Auburn was 1.5. The line opens last night, LSU's 6.5. As you pointed out to me, quickly bet up to -7.5. That's a 10-point swing from the preseason line, Tommy. And if we didn't have that loss to Florida State, we might be 9.5, 10-point favorites at Auburn this week. I think LSU covers easily. More on that Thursday when we give our picks. I'm very bullish on this Tiger team, Tommy.
Well, Auburn's a mess, okay? They don't have a quarterback. Their coach has been in limbo since about a week after he was hired, and he's not going to be the coach next year. We've already had three Power 5 coaches let go this year. We're not even till October. Nebraska's Scott Frost, Arizona State's Herm Edwards, and then today they fired the coach and AD at Georgia Tech, Jeff Collins, out of his job with the Ramblin' Wreck. And already talking about Deion Sanders becoming the coach at Georgia Tech. Of course, he was loved in Atlanta by the Falcons and the Braves, and we know what he's doing at Jackson State. We'll see what happens with all of that.
Football in the month of September
has been very, very interesting. Georgia looks very, very good. Alabama not far behind, to say the least. And, you know, a couple of things. Kansas is 4-0. Nobody thought that would be the case. And the rankings are the rankings.
I watched them Saturday. They're a good football team.
Well, that coach is, you know, proven at the lower levels of college football. Wisconsin Whitewater, he won like 6 national titles in 8 years. That's Division III. You know, so, I mean, he has won a lot of football games and won a lot of championships. And now he jumps in there with the Kansas team. And the Jayhawks are really the surprise story as we get to the end of September here.
Absolutely. He was most recently at Buffalo. And, of course, as you know, I watch the MAC games every Tuesday and Wednesday night when they're on TV. I love the MAC. It's fun. The games tend to be pretty competitive for the most part. And I was a fan of what he did there. He had a brutal rushing attack at Buffalo. He's got a quarterback that is very skilled at Kansas. Happens to have almost the same name as our quarterback. but Jalen versus Jaden, I believe. He's a winner, and he's got that team looking very good, and I'm going to be pulling for him moving ahead. They've been not only the doormat of their conference, but they've been one of the national doormats for a decade or better. I don't know why Les Miles thought he could make them win, and I don't know why Leopold thought he could get them to win either, except he has. So the proof's in the pudding. That's a very good football team. I wouldn't be surprised to see them beat anybody, Tommy.
Well, it'll be interesting to watch them as we go forward. You know, there's been a handful of conference games around the country, but the conference play is going to heat up. Now we're going to be into October come this Saturday. So that's going to be a fun story to watch to see what the Jayhawks can do.
Yeah, very much looking forward to watching them, as I said, from here on out. Fun team to watch. Yeah, the quarterback can make things happen, and Tommy, I've talked for years about the ability to move the chains, and you and I are both believers in that. Move the chains, move the chains. Their quarterback can move the chains, okay? Well, when you got a guy that can do that, you're in the game.
Absolutely, no question about that. So we look forward to college football rolling ahead as we shift gears here on Sports Takes. Don't forget meatandpotatoesusa.com. Got a Monday Night Football special if you're listening to this before the 7:15 Central Time kickoff. Want you to check that out.
Yep,
you and I actually began on the radio somewhere in the late 80s in some way, shape, or form. And then we kind of had a long run on local radio in Baton Rouge before the internet went nuts. And, of course, now we're on the podcast thing, and we're loving it. We appreciate everybody that listens. But you and I said, I was trying to think today, I think it was 10, 12 years ago, we said the NFL needs to get rid of the Pro Bowl. It's a joke. It's a farce. We get it. People make a lot of money. They don't want to get hurt. The little check they get for the Pro Bowl is like, sofa cushion money now compared to 30 years ago when a guy got to the Pro Bowl. That check was, a significant part of it, 10, 20, 30% of his salary. So that was welcomed money. Now they don't want to bother with it. The NFL has scrapped the Pro Bowl game. They finally listened to Trey and TK. It'll be like some skills events and then a flag football game headed up by Peyton Manning in Las Vegas. But they've got rid of the Pro Bowl. Last year, the Pro Bowl TV ratings were the lowest ever for the Pro Bowl. And I don't know if that's what it took, but no more Pro Bowl, and that's a good thing for the NFL.
It is, Tommy. I can't tell you the last time I've watched the Pro Bowl. And I watch any football. My wife used to laugh. I watch Texas high school football between two teams I never heard of if it's the only game on TV. But I haven't watched a Pro Bowl in a good number of years, and I already don't miss it, and I certainly won't. Let's hope that the league itself and the meaningful games don't follow in that same direction. You know, we've talked about the NFL is going to become a video game. And I guess flag football is a step in that direction. We'll see what happens.
All right, let's talk New Orleans Saints. I said this on Sports Shorts Daily with Ronnie Rance this morning. We do that Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday mornings on Facebook and YouTube. You know, Jameis Winston's been the same quarterback his whole career. He can look like a Pro Bowler. He can look like a guy that shouldn't be on the field. Same thing at Florida State. He won a national championship, and he had games when he looked terrible. And he looked terrible. They say he's got the four fractures in his back. That's got to be uncomfortable. But the Saints just could not get anything done against Carolina. And they're 1-3, heading – they're already over in London to play the Vikings. Vikings a 2.5-point favorite. That's a 9:30 a.m. Louisiana kickoff team this time, this coming Sunday. Saints, all football games are a must-win in my mind. But this 2-2 sounds a whole lot better than 1-3. Saints need to find a way to fly home with a W, and I don't know if they can do it.
Tommy, I don't think they can unless we get better quarterback play than we've been getting. I don't know. You know, there's a lot of people want to see Dalton play quarterback. Certainly he can't do much worse than Jameis has been doing. And if the injury is affecting him, they should sit him down until he's 100%. Because, I don't know if I should blame the injury or if I should just blame him. And we shouldn't have to wonder that. Let's let that answer be, question be answered later. If he sits out 2 or 3 games and he comes back healthy and he does a better job, we know what the answer was. If he comes back healthy and doesn't do the better job, then we need to start looking for a long-term replacement and a future quarterback. And I have a feeling the Saints will be moving up in the draft to take one this coming spring. Saints are in trouble, Tommy. And I was pretty high on this team going into the season. And I can remember I said at the end of the year, people will not blame quarterback play for the Saints' record. Well, after 3 weeks, people want to blame the quarterback. I don't want to be wrong about that. I don't know what the problem is, but you're right. He's looked like this his entire career. You'd think he would move past that and we'd see more of the good Jameis and less of the bad, but that hasn't been the case yet.
Well, a couple of things. One, if they don't win this week against the Vikings, then I would say they're in big trouble. And the reason they're not in big trouble yet is – in the NFC South, the Buccaneers are 2-1. Saints, Panthers, and Falcons are 1-2. So, as far as winning the division goes, they're still very much alive with a long way to go. But if you lose again to the Vikings, who are 2-1 coming into the game Sunday in London, then I think there's going to be some serious questions about the offense, Dennis Allen. The defense has been fine. It's the offense that just can't get anything going with all the quote-unquote weapons that they have. And a lot of that's been on Winston, a little bit on the offensive line. I mean, there's lots of reasons, but it's up to Dennis Allen and his staff to figure it out and figure it out real quick because they don't beat the Vikings in London Sunday, and it could spin them in the wrong direction.
Oh, absolutely. And look, the Vikings, I think, are better than their record. They present a challenge, particularly to our defense. The Vikings are very good on offense. these London games sometimes play out weird, and the team that's not supposed to win wins. They're totally out of their environment for a week. I've been to Europe enough times to know it takes a few days to get acclimated to the time change. I'm talking like 3 days. It doesn't just happen overnight. So it's probably good that the Saints are out there already. We won't be able to blame our loss on not being acclimated to the time there. At least one less thing we can blame when we come home losers, and I do expect that to be the case.
Yeah, you're right. They played in Carolina yesterday, and they did not return in New Orleans. I guess they went up to New York and over to London, but they're already in London as we speak. Trey Blossman, a little bit later this week, we'll have your picks. You've really been coming on strong with college football, NFL, you're right there. But you've been really hot at meatandpotatoesusa.com, 2-0 in college football, 2-0 in pro football. I'm 4-1 with NFL picks at meatandpotatoesusa.com. Collectively, we're hitting 70% of the picks at meatandpotatoesusa.com. If you like to bet on sports, you need to check that out. If you like to bet on football, college or pro, and there's a Monday night special, half price. You can buy a pick for only $15 tonight on the Giants-Cowboys game, but obviously you got to get to it quickly if you're listening to this Monday evening. If you're catching this Monday night or on into tomorrow, then you'll just have to see how we did and be ready to load up this weekend. Your picks are coming later this week, Trey. We look forward to that, and you have a very good week.
Thank you, Tommy. One closing note. You know, you've heard it many, many times, statistics are for losers. Look at the statistics for the Tulane Southern Miss game and the Buffalo Bills game against the Dolphins yesterday. Statistics are for losers.
All right.